yesterday I was just noticing Anquan Boldin, how he practices and just what that means. Just him on the field, the way he goes about his nature. I mean, they were doing just warm-up drills. He dropped a ball. He goes back in line to do it over again so he can get the catch. What that shows to the rest of the team?
A++ at all times. Anquan's the prototypical guy that way. He comes to practice, goes straight home, comes back and kicks butt the next day. Then he goes home, then he comes back and kicks butt again. That's it's just showered with, you know, you feel showered by the attributes that he has in terms of seriousness of being great and seriousness of our team improving and winning and you know, in all regards, everything he does.
Do you see him taking a Quentin Patton or a Bruce Ellington, young guys? Do you see him working with those guys, whether it's out here in the film room, those types of things?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the young guys and everybody, really, me included. You watch Anquan and you take things from him every day. You know, that's just being smart. But he goes a step past that. I mean, he will go up and talk to a guy, whether it's the quarterback or the a wide receiver of an offensive player. Even see him do it with defensive backs, and you know, give him a tip. And it gets quiet when he's talking because people are listening.
Are there any plans to, now that you've established your offense and your defense and you have sort of an older team, to rest players more during the season and that sort of thing? Cut back on practice possibly, or is that, you thought about that?
There's a plan and then there's a feel as you go along daily. But everything's still evolving, whether it be offensive, defensive, special team schemes. It's the nature of football. There's evolution.
Is Justin Smith working through something specifically, or is he just getting better in days off during the day camp and off-season program?
Yeah, something specific. I mean, he hasn't been cleared to practice yet, so.
Did he have a procedure?
But he will be for training camp.
Did he have a procedure in the off-season?
Got something he's going through.
What is that?
Again, I mean, I don't like to talk about players' health. You know, if they choose to, then you know, that's something I let come from them.
Why move Patrick Willis to the Mike linebacker spot? With Navarro probably out for some weeks to start the season. What's the logic there?
That he's gonna be, you know, in there as in the base and also in the nickel. You know, he's a great football player. We want him on the field as much as possible.
Both those positions play the nickel, right? And they're on the field for the nickel.
Yeah.
What does one do that the other doesn't that makes it advantageous to move him to Mike?
We don't get into talking about scheme or why we're doing something, you know, other than that's where we want Patrick. We think that's what's best for our team. We think you know, Michael Wilhoit and others that are competing for the other inside spot will be better served there.
Hey, Jim, on the no-show of Vernon and Boone, you said yesterday that was not the 49er way. Could you elaborate? Is it the fact that they're not here, or the way they're going about it that you feel is not the 49er way?
We covered that pretty thoroughly yesterday.
You know, I wasn't here yesterday for that, and I apologize, but I have some questions along with Scott. So please let me ask my two questions before you tell me to kiss off.
I'm not telling you to kiss off. I mean,
well, let me ask my questions first. The first question would be, you said you were disappointed, and I'd like to know what the nature of the disappointment is, and if he stays away, I'm talking about Vernon, can it hurt the team?
As I said yesterday, I'll just reiterate that I was disappointed in the decision not to come to the mini camp. Didn't call anybody out. There was no call out of anybody.
I
know some people did, though.
Okay.
And I thought that was ridiculous. And then the second point is that, and we're going to keep the focus on what is going on here. you know, who is here and the players that we're coaching. We're going to have a heck of a day today. And that's where the focus is going to be. So we covered it yesterday, and today we're focusing on the guys that are here.
Jim, in a general sense, as a former player, do you understand contract issues and what goes into that? I mean, can you see it from that perspective still?
You know, the to answer the 3, 4, 5 follow-up questions, it gets to be badgering. It gets old. You know, I covered it thoroughly yesterday. I don't feel like there's anything more to say, you know, about it at this time.
You good? Looking ahead to camp, you guys are staying in Baltimore a few days after that game. What's your guys' plan during that period of time when you guys are having those joint practices with the Ravens?
What's the what?
What's the plan for you guys to have those joint practices with the Ravens?
The plan is to have joint practices with them. We're going to have 4 joint practices with them, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
All at their facility?
One will be at M&T Bank, and the Saturday, Sunday, Monday practices will be at their facility.
You know, when we talked to George Seifert a little bit yesterday, he mentioned that when you guys beat them and you were with the Colts, that after the game, you kind of gave it the airplane thing. Mm-hmm. Has he talked to you about that, and do you remember that at all?
Yeah, we've talked about it. I remember it. My emotions, great thrill of winning the game, got the better of me.
Jim, do you expect Justin Smith to be ready for training camp?
Yes.
Okay. How's Tank Carradine been looking to you?
Very good. All of our defensive line is really doing everything that we ask and doing a very good, precise job. And it's been a real good offseason for all of our defensive linemen, including Tank, and excited to see him when he gets the pads on and play football in pads, because you see the flashes and the strength and the ability, and we're kind of got to pull him back because we're in a we're not in live situations out here in practice, but very excited for where he's at right now.
You touched on this yesterday. You've got a lot of good defensive linemen. You play a 3-4 defense, and one of those guys comes off the field in nickel. Will you try to carve out other roles for some of those guys like you've done in the past with Dobbs and Will Tukuafu? Will anybody be doubling up at positions?
That's it's necessary, and definitely think we have talented guys to be able to do that role of a pass rusher. So that'll happen, Jim, out of necessity and because of talent that we have.
Have you filled the 90th spot yet?
No.
Do you plan to in the next, before you guys depart for the offseason?
I think we'll keep it open through the today and tomorrow, but we will fill it before training camp.
Are those the good pants?
In a timely fashion.
Are those the good pants you're wearing today?
The good pants?
Yeah, the one in the ad. Are those, when you're barbecuing and stuff. Are those pants?
No.
How many pairs of those do you have? The good pants?
Quite a few. A few new ones. Yeah, I got sent a...
Yeah, you ought to wear them here down here sometime. Okay. Snap up the image.
Huh?
Snap up the image.
I still kind of like the loose fitting.
Yeah, okay. All right. When you get older.
I'm already old.
Me too.
But I'm proud of that. It's a blessing to grow old.
Yeah.
Some people aren't afforded that luxury.
I understand that.
Or that blessing.
Jim, you guys, some data says you guys face 8-man fronts about 75% of the time. Do you view that as a problem that maybe you want to correct, maybe force defenses to not stack the box so often against you guys?
That's a reality, and we gotta have ways to make defenses pay for that. Excited to where our offense is evolving to and continuing to improve that we can do that and have shown the ability to do that and continue to strive to get better at that.
And that's been a focus this offseason with
what you've been
doing? It's one of them, one of the focuses. It has.